We are in Shire Bays. We are in Shire Bays, Perek Bays, end of Bays. So he dealt with two important concepts last time. And the concept that he's dealing with is the issue of bracha. What does it mean to give Hashem a bracha? How are we mere flesh and blood going to give Hashem a bracha? And second of all, how are we able to describe the Kodesh Baruch Hu in his midos? How does that make sense? Hashem doesn't have midos. So how does it make sense? So he says that the idea is that we are describing not Hashem himself, but we're describing the way Hashem interacts with the Bria, with the way Hashem interacts with the world. So he's interacting in the world with a mida of, with a behavior which mimics rachamim or hatava or chesed, but it's not his mida. It's only a description of his interaction with the Bria. Okay, was that clear from yesterday? Now, by the way, Nefesh HaChaim says in Shaar Gimel here, he brings a medrash. He starts off chapter Gimel. He keeps on, this is pretty much what he keeps on saying in Shaar Bays over and over again from the Zohar, from the Arizal. That's pretty much what he says. I'll just read one chapter, one paragraph in Shaar Bays, in Perek Bays, when he says, "Umashem musog etzleinu ktsas," the only thing that we have a little bit of a tfisa in Hashem, that we can understand a little bit about Hashem, "Anu mechanin umetarim kama ta'arim v'shemo sekinuyim umidois," we describe his midos, "Umashem b'Torah," like the way the Torah describes it, "Kulamim rak," all that is only mitzad his chabruso yizbarach ala olamos. It's only a description of his connection to the world, his interaction with the world. "Hakoyches meis abriya." That's the description of his hanhaga with the Bria, but it's not the description of Hashem himself. Now, by the way, Nefesh HaChaim, the beginning of Perek Gimel, says that this is actually the pshat in the pasuk that we read in this week's parsha in Shmos. Very interestingly, I'm going to try to pull it up now because it's type of very geschmack. And he says, pshat is like this. I want to show it to you inside. So it says when Moshe Rabbeinu was at the burning bush, so he asked Hashem to reveal to us, his name, right? So the conversation was like this. It says, "V'yomer Moshe el Elokim." Moshe said to Hashem, "Hine anochi bol b'nei Yisrael v'amarti lohem Elokei avoseichem shlachani aleichem." Your God sent me to you. "V'amru li mashmoi." They're going to ask me, "Who is this God? Who is Hashem? Mashmoi? Who is he?" "Ma'oymar aleim." What should I say? "V'yomer Elokim Moshe." You know what you should tell them? "Eke asher eke." I will be what I will be. So what is this conversation? What should I tell them? Tell them I'll be whatever I want. So you're not telling, give me an answer. Right? Essentially, you're not telling me an answer. So what's going on? So Nefesh HaChaim brings a medrash that he says, "Oysa Shah Nizbar Moshe al Asakov, Boysa Shah Yimavakish Moshe, Shi Yodi Eno Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashem Agadol." Moshe Rabbeinu's question was, "I want to know you. I want to know what's Hashem's essence." So Kodesh Baruch Hu said back to Moshe, "Shemiyata mevakish leida." You want to know who I am? You can't know who I am. You're a human being. I'm God. You can't know anything about me. I'm Hashem. How are you going to know anything about me? But lefi ma'asai ani nikra. You know who I am as far as you're concerned? As far as you're concerned, I am described by what I do. So when I'm acting with Rachmanos, I'm Racham. When I'm acting in Din, I'm Din. Because you as a person can only describe Hashem as much as he's interacting with you at that moment. Sometimes they have different names. Ukshani oisim mechama bereshayim. I'm tzvakos. Ukshani toilech atav shel adam. When I'm doing rachamim, ani kel shakai. Ukshani merachim aleloim. When I'm doing pure rachamim, ani nikar havaya. So you know what he says? Eke asher eke. I am different things at different times. That was the conversation. The conversation was, you think you want to know my name. You want to know who Hashem is. Says, you can't know who Hashem is. I'm not telling you. You can't. No, I'm not telling you. It's not possible for a human being to understand what Hashem is. So he says, however, the only thing you can understand is sometimes, I will be different things at different times. Sometimes I will be revealed to you in a way of din. Sometimes I will be revealed to you in a way of rachamim. I will be revealed to you in different ways in different times. And therefore, that's going to be the way you're going to know me. Okay? So Nefesh HaChaim says that's literally the idea that he's describing over here. Okay? Then he continues. Baraya mehemna parshas boy. In parshas boy in the Zohar, it says, Kiloi re'isem called tumunad, that you cannot see Hashem, da the haksiv tunas Hashem. Yeah, the feel like tuna lesley ba'asvei kanochis lamloch alive. Especially aborian, you can't even see Hashem until you calls mind that you're in this world. Okay, he brings zohar upon zohar, proving this point. Tremendous. Okay, now at the end of all these zohars, he sums it up. V'zeh kol hasagaseinu kaviyachol. Our whole understanding of Hashem is a kol mitzad inyan his chabrusoi el ha'olamos. It's the way he relates to us. This pashtusoi yizbarach b'saychom. K'moy shekasov v'raya mehemna, and the way he is mispashed in the world. Okay? Now. He says like this. So this is the idea. The idea is that when we're describing Hashem, we're not describing him himself. We're describing his behavior. Okay? I think that's pretty clear at this point. Yeah? Now, Reb Chaim Volozhiner addresses a very, very interesting point that we say in every single bracha. Let's start with the brachas that we talk about, a bracha on a mitzvah. Okay? Do people here know diktuk? Do you know a little bit of grammar? Hebrew grammar, you'll be able to follow the question we're going to ask. It's a good question. He asks a question like this. When we talk about a bracha on a mitzvah, how does it go? Baruch atah Hashem, Elkeinu melech ha'olam, asher kedishanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu to do whatever. So he says, if you analyze the lashon of the bracha, switches in the middle. Because if I'm talking to you, I'm talking directly to you, I'm talking to you in the first person. So I say, Baruch atah. You're right here, I'm talking to you. You know, you are Baruch. Elokeinu melech ha'olam. You're Baruch. So I'm talking to you. Then we switch to the third person. We say, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, that he sanctified us through his mitzvos. We should have said, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosecha, that you sanctified us with your mitzvos. Because we're talking to Hashem. We're saying, Baruch atah Hashem, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosecha, b'tzivanu. So we don't say that. We say, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav. That we say, Baruch atah Hashem, and then we switch tenses and say, so we say, blessed art thou, God, that he sanctified us.
It's not consistent.
There's a shift in the tense over there. So that's very schwer. It's hard to understand that. What's going on? Very, very, very basic question. As a matter of fact, it's so basic that until you see this question, after you see this question, you're trying to think, why in the last 40 years haven't I ever thought of this? Right? And as a matter of fact, it's not just that. Even more basic, if you would say, well, whatever, I wasn't thinking so. But if you think about Shehakol, right? Baruch atah Hashem, you are a Baruch. Elokeinu Me'olam, Shehakol Nieh Bidvarecha.
Makes no sense, you're right. This doesn't make any sense.
So you say, Baruch atah Hashem, I'm talking to you, thank you so much. Shehakol Nieh Bidvaro, of someone else? Who are we talking to? So look, how to switch tenses over here in the middle. This is his question, fascinating question. Lemaisa, in the footnotes, it brings down that the Rashba, the Talmud of the Ramban, okay? So the Rashba, 1,000 years ago, asked this question also. So, you know, he's not the first one to ask this question, but bottom line is he asked this question, okay? So he brings a Zohar, and I love how, you know, to answer such a basic question, you need to bring a Zohar. But basically, the Zohar says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lashon of the Zohar is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, let me see the exact Lashon. Basically, the Lashon is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nigla V'Nistar. Hashem is Nigla, he's clear, you see him, and he's Nistar, and you can't see him. That's what Zohar says. So can you see him or not? You see him, but you don't. Harry Houdini, I'm saying, what does that mean exactly? Now you see him, now you don't. What does that mean? Nigla V'Nistar. So he says, Hashem himself is Nistar. We cannot have a tfisa. We cannot have any level of understanding in Hashem himself. Right? We can't have any level of understanding in Hashem himself. But he's Nigla in the way he interacts with the world. So his actions are Nigla, but he himself is Nistar. We will never be able to understand Hashem himself, but we can Nigla that we see his Hanhaga in the Bria. Okay? So based on that, he says that since Hashem is both, and we have to relate to both, so Hashem himself, we have no shaykhis to it. We can't talk to Hashem himself. When we're discussing Hashem himself, we can't relate to him on that level. But when we're relating to Hashem as interacting with us in the world, then we have a right to interact with him directly. He's here. He's Nigla. So he says, very good pshat. He says, Baruch Atah Hashem. I'm talking to you. But how am I talking to you? Melech HaOlam. Because you're the king of this world down here. You're interacting with the world. You're the melech, you're the king. So I'm talking to you as far as your relationship with the world. So Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. You're the king of this world. But when it comes to why did you give us mitzvos? You didn't give us mitzvos as the king of this world. You gave us mitzvos as Hashem in Shemayim. Because it's the mitzvos comes from Hashem himself, not from the way he interacts with this world. So therefore, I'm talking to you. I say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, you're the Melech. So I'm talking to you. But as far as the mitzvot, Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvosav, he, the one, I can't talk to him because he's Hashem himself. Hashem himself is the one that gave us the mitzvot. The Kedusha of the mitzvot comes from Hashem himself, not from the Hashem that's the Melech, but it comes from Hashem himself. And therefore, if it's coming from Hashem himself, then we can't be talking to that Hashem that gave us the mitzvot. Because that Hashem, we have no shaykhis to. We only have shaykhis to the description of different hanhagos of the way he interacts with the world, but not with the point of where he gave us the mitzvos. So therefore, once we're shifting to actually describing that he gave us the mitzvos, we shift to the third person, because now we can't anymore talk about him himself.
Why can't we talk to him directly about the mitzvos that he gave us?
Because the mitzvos are not coming from his interaction with the world. Rather, the mitzvos are coming from the Kedusha of Hashem himself. The Kedusha of Hashem himself is where the mitzvos come from. So therefore, that's Hashem who made the mitzvos in the world. So therefore, once we're shifting over, now we can talk to Hashem about he gives us parnasa, he interacts with us, he deals with this world. But when we're dealing with the mitzvos, now we're talking about what Hashem created himself. Now we can't talk to him anymore about that. That's Hashem in the other world.
When we say shakol ne'abidvor, this doesn't apply because we're not talking about
I know. He's talking about mitzvot right now. Bracha on mitzvot. He does not say shakol ne'abidvor. That was my addition, and now I dug myself a hole. I have to figure out how to get out of it. Now I added that in. He didn't bring that in. But that's basically his pshat, which is, we have to go over it again tomorrow. It's a deep pshat. But every brikas mitzvot, this is what he's saying is really happening. It's this dual connection, okay? Now again, as I said before, this chapter is extremely, each piece on its own is beautiful. What's even more beautiful is how it all connects, but it's like sometimes we could lose the train of thought, you know, like but each chapter by itself is a beautiful thought, which is we have to keep on reviewing so that when we get back, the whole connection, we'll remember it, okay?